pleasure to be here this morning. I thank God for this opportunity to share the Word of God with you. I thank God for this opportunity to come and share what the Lord is doing in our country, and also to see what the Lord would like us to share through the Word of God. I'm sorry, we are not used to this, so I'm learning. We can use the hard one. Are you able to hear me now? Amen, amen, amen. I'm learning to use the equipment, and I thank God for the opportunity. First, I want to thank you so much, Pastor Tim, for giving me this opportunity to come and share with my brothers and sisters here. I love you. Our people in Kenya loves you. And when I was coming, they sent the greetings. I hope you received our greetings. Secondly, I want to give thanks to the team members that were in Kenya this summer, led by the pastor and my brother Douglas. The people who were in Kenya, thank you so much for paying a visit to us and coming to volunteer at our hospital at Muhira and the other project at Trinity Mission School. We really appreciate your coming. This is not the first time we have hosted a team there before, and we have continued working together as a body of Christ. So thank you so much, the church, for supporting the team that came, and I believe in future you will be able to come once again. Amen. We really appreciate our partnership and the prayers that you have been praying for us. We don't take it for granted. Every time when you are serving the Lord in Kenya, we are very happy to know that we have brothers and sisters in America who pray for us. And I believe through the prayers that we have been also been praying for you, the presence of our Lord has continued ministering to us, and we are going to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. As we work together.
Amen. Amen.
This morning, I'm glad I want to share the Word of God with you. The Spirit of God as the Spirit to enable me. And when I was looking at the scripture, it reminded me a time when Jesus was being born. Although we are not celebrating Christmas, but we need to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ each and every day.
All right. Yeah.
Because Christ is always alive in our hearts every day. Amen. And that's why today I want to share briefly from the book of Matthew. When I was preparing my sermon, I wanted to preach from the book of Joshua. But the Spirit of God convicted me to preach from the book of Matthew. And it's always good to respect the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit knows the needs of our people and knows the needs of the people who hear the word.
Amen.
Sometimes as pastors, we want to preach the message that we feel we need to give. But when you listen to the Spirit of God, you'll never go wrong. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I want us to open our Bible from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, we are going to read verse 1 up to verse 12. And I'm going to read Matthew chapter 2, we are going to read verse 1 to verse 12. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea. This happened when Herod was the king of Judea. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the child who has been born to be the king of Jews? We saw his star when it rose. Now we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about it, when King Herod heard about this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means great among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that too I may go and worship him. The word of God is speaking to us this morning, and my sermon is entitled, For the Star, Following the Star. We hear, as we have read from the scripture, this time that Jesus was born, it had been prophesied long time ago that Jesus, the Son of God, who was to be Messiah, the Deliverer, will be born in Bethlehem. And the time came when the king, Caesar, made a decree that each and every person has to go back to their land because they were censored. And Joseph, being from the lineage of David, had to go back. David was living in Nazareth. He had to go back to their land so that they can be counted together with their people. We are seeing from the scripture, there were wise men who they saw the star. The wise men, as we read the Bible, they understood the star. And they saw the star moving where Jesus was born. The star was moving toward where Jesus was. And they were looking at the star. They started the journey to go to Bethlehem so that they could go and take the gift to where to Jesus. And the Bible tells us, they started the journey. Their purpose was to go and worship Jesus. All right. Because he was a king of the kings. Amen. But the Bible says, as they were walking, as they were going to Bethlehem, they were looking at the star. Following the star. They were looking at the star. And the star was guiding them. The star was guiding them to where Jesus was born. But as they were moving, the word of God says, they reached a point where they did not look at the star. They decided to go to the house of the king and ask, where has Jesus been born? One thing that I like about the scripture, Herod did not know that Jesus has been born. It is the wise man who told him, Jesus has been born. He didn't know. So when they looked at the star, they were following. They were to their target. They were to their mission. They were going where Jesus was born. But the moment they stopped looking at the star, the Bible says the star disappeared. Hallelujah. They were looking at the star. But the moment they stopped looking at the star, they decided to go to the house of Herod to go and find out where Jesus has been born. The star that was bringing them disappeared. The scripture teaches us this morning, when God called you, when God called each and every one of us, God had a purpose. God had a desire in our lives. God has a plan for each and every person here. And the ultimate goal is to put our eyes to Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ is our star. in every situation, in everything that you go through, let's continue putting our eyes to Christ.
Amen.
For the Bible says, He's the Alpha, He's the Finisher. Let's put our eyes to God, who is going to walk with us. As long as we are looking at the star, they knew where they were going. But the moment they stopped looking at the star, they got lost. Many times we get lost. Many times we walk away from the ways of the Lord. And the moment we walk away from the ways of the Lord, that's when the troubles come.
That's right.
But I'm here to remind you, He who called you is faithful.
Amen.
Put your eyes to Him.
Amen.
Put your life to Him.
Amen.
Put your family to Him.
Yeah.
Put your work to Him.
Yeah.
Put your health to Him.
Uh-huh.
He'll walk with you. The wise man, he woke up. He went to the house of the king. So when he heard it, he does not know that Jesus has been born. There are many times in life when we go to seek for advice, when we go to seek for help from the Lord's people.
Uh-huh.
And when we go to seek advice for the Lord's people,
right,
you end up getting lost and destroyed.
Right.
Right. Jesus Christ was to be destroyed, was to be killed, because the wise man informed the king.
Alright, yes.
Do not inform the king what God has given you.
Right.
There are so many enemies. The king was an enemy. The king wanted to kill Jesus because he was a king. And he had heard from the book of Micah saying, there will be a king which will lose the whole world. So Herod being a king did not believe there could be another king.
Right.
So he was to make sure that he killed Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
There are many times our enemies, people who are taking their life, would like to destroy what God has given you.
Uh-huh.
But as long as you put your eyes to God, He'll fight the battle for you.
Yes, He will.
Yeah. He'll give you a better good health.
Hallelujah!
The students and the wise men went to the king and they stopped looking at Jesus. When I was reading the scripture, I learned four things that are very important in the life of each and every Christian. Number one, always remain focused.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything that you do, God is the Alpha of your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Remain focused. You're not going to be moved away.
Amen.
Do not stop looking at Jesus.
Right.
Don't look at your trouble. Don't look at what you're going through.
Right.
Look at Jesus.
All right.
Who is the Alpha and Omega?
Yes,
he's Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wise men did not remain for us. Sometimes as Christians, we stop being focused. Whatever you want to give to us, whatever in our agenda as Christians, when you give your life to Christ, let's continue focusing into our Lord.
Yeah.
Remain focused. Number two, always ensure that you seek advice from the right people.
All right.
Amen.
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 There are people that desire to destroy you. There are people that desire to mislead you.
Right.
They are those who are not happy when you are happy. They are those who start to not rejoice when you succeed. When you seek the advice from the wrong people, they'll take you, they'll destroy your destiny.
Yes,
yes, I will.
The wise man went to seek advice from the king. But he didn't have good time for Jesus. When we seek advice from the wrong people, it will lead us to the destruction. It will lead us to the wrong way. Let's seek advice from the right people. Number three, never give up.
Amen.
Never give up.
Amen.
When the wise men went to the house of the king,
yes,
and the king didn't know where Jesus was, their focus was to see Jesus.
Because the Bible says, he called the wise people. He called the prophet, his prophet, to ask him where Jesus has been born. He didn't know. The wise men didn't give up. Never give up. Whatever we go through in life, in our journey as Christians, as a mother, as a father, as a parent, never give up upon the life of your children.
Yes.
Never give up upon
Yes.
your life.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the devil says, but the God says, victory is upon our life.
Amen.
Never
Amen.
Give up.
Thank you, Lord.
The one who never give up, he walked out of the house of the king. Is a man who walked out. Anything, whatever we are, that does not please God, walk out from that time. Walk out from what you are doing that does not please God. The king, the wise men, walked out from the house of the king. And that's what in the morning we are discussing about confession and repentance. And I like what we are discussing during the Bible study. We are looking at confessing and repenting. The wise men, I believe, they are repenting to God. We're going to see that by some of the
yes.
We need to learn how to confess and to repent
yes.
our sins. And once we turn back to God, His love endures forever.
Yes.
He's there waiting for you. He's there waiting for us. The wise men walked out from the house of the king. And when they walked out, immediately when they walked out from that the house of the king, they looked up and they saw the king. The time is coming. God is there. God is waiting upon your life. God is waiting upon you. He's looking upon you.
Amen.
But you must come out. Anything that you do that does not please God, we must move out of it and walk backward to Christ.
Yes. Yes.
The angel, or rather the wise men, they walk out from the house of the king. And the moment they walk out, they go. The star is still there. It's high time, brothers and sisters, we continue following the star, and the star is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He died for our life.
Yes, he did.
He suffered for me and you. Let's put our eyes to him. Stop putting your eyes to your friends. Stop putting your eyes to the people of the world. Put your eyes to God.
Amen.
Number four. God promised, and God promised, always, God fulfills His promise. In the book of Peter, it has been prophesied to be a king. A child will be born, who will be delivered for the whole world, and Jesus was born. Every promise that God has promised, every promise that God has promised upon us, will be fulfilled.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how long it takes. Sometimes a human being, we feel like God has taken so long.
Uh-huh.
We feel that God has delayed.
Yeah.
God is never late.
No, He's
not. God is never late.
No, He's not.
Remember this, God is never late.
Amen.
He was prophesied, long time ago,
uh-huh.
in the book of Micah.
Right.
As He said, Jesus, that was born. God promised it. Never failed. Whatever God has promised in your life, whatever God has promised to us as Christians at the right time, it will be fulfilled.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't matter how long it takes, as long as we put our eyes to God.
Yes.
The second thing is to follow the star, and the star is Jesus. Don't move around. Don't struggle. Leave the battle to the Lord. He is the one who created you. He said in the book of Jeremiah, before you were born,
That's
I knew
right.
you.
That's right.
I knew you.
Yeah.
He knows your health. He knows what you're going through.
Yeah.
He knows about your family. He knows about your life.
Amen.
Put your eyes to God. He is the judge in our life. As long as the angels, they put their eyes to the sky, they went up to where Jesus was born. May you get to that destiny. May you get to where you are not supposed to be. But that will only happen if you put our eyes to Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes we move away. Spiritual move us away. There are times things become
as long as we make a decision to come out and look into God, He's always there waiting for you. He's always there looking up on you. He's not going nowhere. He's there. It's not even that sometimes we move away. And that's what happened to the angels. I mean, to the wise men. They went to seek answers from the wrong pastor. That was the key. There are so many things that God has said has happened to your life. But many times we don't look at Him. We look at the scripture. We look at what people say. What they will they say? Let me remind you, the best answer comes from God. Put your eyes to God. He's the child in your life. Where is your focus today? What are you looking today? What are you focusing? Where is your focus? Let's focus on God. He came to deliver us. The Bible says He's a healer. Through the sins, through the blood that He shed, He was beaten. But He is a healer. Let's put our eyes to Him. He can do what men cannot do.
Amen.
The angel, the white man, God spoke to them and told them, do not go back to the rock. I mean, do not go back there. Don't go back there.
That's right.
As long as you can be alive to Christ, don't go back.
Amen.
Because when you go back, that car that you have been born will be destroyed. That destiny, that what God has given you. The devil is working 24 hours until he can destroy it. But as long as you put your eyes to Christ, He'll protect you. The Bible says, the battle is not ours. The battle belongs to God. Let's put our eyes to God. The angels, they don't go back to the king. And lastly, the Lord never changed Jesus. Because Jesus came to save us. Anything that comes from God, and you are forever. Anything that God gives us in our life, nobody, even the Satan, can be able to destroy it.
That's right.
Let's put our eyes to God. He's the author and the finisher of our life. In fact, God is there looking upon Him. Let's put our eyes to Him. Let's focus on God. Let's look upon Him. In everything that you might be going through this morning, any struggle that you might be going through, sometimes we divert our mind.
Uh-huh.
We divert our thinking.
Yes.
And we look at our scripture. We stop looking at God. But I'm here to remind you this morning. Don't look at what we are going through. Look at God.
Amen.
He's our son. And He's going to give you victory in Jesus' name.
Okay.
He's going to fight every battle in your life in Jesus' name. And He's going to make you stand again. I'm so happy. And I thank God for the one. Because as long as we put our eyes to God, nothing, no weapon will be formed against us.
That's right.
We
right.
No weapon will be formed in Jesus' name.
That's right.
You might be here this morning. You feel you are so down. You feel like you are so much pressed. My word to you, put your eyes to God.
Yeah.
Look upon Him. He is going to fight every battle in our lives. Let us pray. You want to get in the place to pray, and you want to tell the Lord, we want to put our eyes on Him. Because the Bible says, when the white men, they put their eyes to God, you are looking at the star, you are able to get there to their aid. Your star is still shining. Your star is still shining. Your star is still in control. Your star is still there. As long as you put your eyes, what is your focus? What are you looking today? Where is your hope? Where is your hope this morning? Our hope, let it be Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Can you just help me in thanking God for Pastor Joe and the word that he presented to us